Having emphasized in the last episode that we can do absolutely nothing without God's grace, we are led to wonder why we Catholics speak of merit. In common usage, merit denotes something by which you deserve some reward. If I perform some great heroic act, I merit recognition from my community. If I do some laborious task, I merit due compensation. But how can this kind of language translate into the spiritual life? There is no possible way I can say that God could ever strictly owe anything to his creature. Literally everything we have and are is from him, and God could never be in our debt. And yet, we speak of real merit in the spiritual life. It's not merely a figure of speech. We really do believe that we can merit reward from God. But how could this be? The definition of merit as understood in Catholic theology is a salutary act to which God, in consequence of his infallible promise, owes a supernatural reward. The key phrase here is, in consequence of his promise. In other words, it's not in strict justice that God owes us anything, because being absolutely perfect and sovereign, there is no service we could render him to put him in our debt. But it's because he himself explicitly promised that he would reward certain actions. There is a further distinction to be made between merit based on an explicit promise and merit based just on God's generosity. And for these two types, theologians use the terms condign merit, or merit de condigno, and congruous merit, or merit de congruo. For example, God explicitly promises to reward those who suffer persecution for his sake, so this cannot fail to gain merit. While he does not explicitly promise to grant reward to every particular pious action we accomplish, but through fittingness, God can and most likely does often reward such actions. Though for this brief explanation of merit, we won't dwell on the differences between these two. Suffice it to say that neither of these are strict merit, that is, the merit by which Christ merited our salvation because he is God. It might help to illustrate merit in general by way of example. We can never say that our parents, in strict justice, owe us anything. They gave us our life and raised us. But if you received an allowance for chores growing up, you might see what we mean when we talk about merit. You mow the lawn because your dad said he'd give you $5 as allowance in exchange for that work. He could, with perfect justice, just have told you to do it with no reward, but out of his kindness and generosity, his promise put him in debt to you if you accomplished the task. But it's only because of his goodness and indulgence. He promised to give you something which you don't really deserve in terms of strict justice. There's plenty of evidence for the fact that God also created such a system for us. First of all, we know that God gave us freedom to cooperate in our own salvation, so right here we can see where merit already has a place. But consider the even clearer example of Christ's parable of the talents. The master entrusts his money to various servants, and they are either praised or chastised for having earned more with it or done nothing with it. And there are even different degrees of how well they use the money to make further profit. This illustrates very well the proper understanding of merit. It is based totally on God's grace, not on our worthiness, just as the servants only had money to invest in the first place because the master gave them his. It's based on God's own promise, not anything we deserve, just like the servants were rewarded for their labor, even though the master could have just taken the money they earned, which was rightfully his. But also, it really is us doing it. It is real merit, because without the servant's labor, there would have been no increase, as we see from the example of the wicked servant who just buried the money. Turning to other scriptural evidence, in the Old Testament we hear that the just shall live forevermore, and their reward is with the Lord. Wisdom 5:16. The reward of God continues forever. Ecclesiasticus 18:22. In the New Testament, beside the parable of the talents, Christ says, "Your Father who sees in secret will repay you." Matthew 6:18. And whoever gives to one of these little ones a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. Matthew 10:42. And St. Paul in many places indicates the reality of merit. For example, each shall receive his wages according to his labor. 1 Corinthians 3:8. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive good or evil according to what he has done in the body. 2 Corinthians 5:10. There is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. 2 Timothy 4:8. And St. John says, "Look to yourselves that you may not lose what you have worked for, but may win a full reward." 2 John 1:8.